This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM40 update for the 1st of August, 2024. Yep, it's August already. The PM40 closed down again for the second consecutive trading day at 5702, down 116 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com. It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Nine Dragons, which closed at $7.96, up 5.4%. Glatfelter also gained, closing up 3.2% at $1.57. Other winners for the day were Kimberly-Clark, Klabin, and Rainier. The biggest decliner for the day was Pact of Evergreen, closing at $10.46, down 20.4%. Canfor also lost, closing down 7.7% at $10.75. Other decliners were Mercer International, Boise Cascade, and Universal Forest Products, now known as UFP Industries. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with a financial professional before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2024. Paparitalo Publications. All rights reserved.